views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Karen Florence, and you are listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Today, I have a really wonderful guest, a dear friend and colleague, Crystal Williamson, and we're going to be talking to her in a minute. I'd just like to remind you that we're going to be taking calls today, and our call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. And of course, I want to mention our Vision Quest Italy. We're still moving forward with that. We have a few spots left. So if any of you have been sitting on the fence thinking about you coming along with us, now is the time to take action about that. The trip is going to be amazing. The workshop is going to be enlightening and soul searching. And of course, we're doing it in Tuscany. Where else could we be doing such a wonderful, wonderful workshop? So go to visionquestitaly.com and take a look at the website. It'll tell you all about the workshop, about the travel that we're going to be doing, the villa we're going to be staying at, and of course send us an email if you'd like some more information. We'll be happy to talk to you and explain things. So we are still keeping the roster open probably till September 15th, and then we will have to close it because we're going to have to book into everything that we're going to be doing finally. And I invite you to come and take a look and certainly to come along with us. It's going to be a fabulous trip. Okay, so you can listen and follow along the show and hear about Crystal, see about Crystal on our website. And, of course, the website is onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. Crystal is one of the team that I have on Tabula Rasa Coaching. And, of course, our show is an offshoot of my coaching firm, which is Tabula Rasa Coaching. So I want to welcome Crystal to the show. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hey there. How are you? I'm fine.
Great. So good to have you on the show. We're going to be talking today about doing your work. You know, one of my clients said to me last week, I listen to your show, but I never hear anything about you and what you do. Okay, point taken. So I decided today to do a show about doing your work because that's actually what I do with my clients. I help them do their work. And, you know, we hear a lot about doing your work, but what exactly does that mean? So today we're going to talk in the show about what doing your work is, what it looks like, what it feels like, how you do it, who you can get to help you do it, all kinds of things. And, you know, Crystal and I have known each other for many, many years. We actually went to coaching school together. I think, Crystal, you sat exactly almost straight across from me on the other side of the room.
That's right.
Over there by Sarah Holland and Wendy Pont, remember?
And yes, yes, I remember. And I would make faces at you, and you would make faces back. And I think that's how we became friends.
Seriously. We had the most amazing class. We were really, really blessed in our class.
And very much so.
It's amazing how many of us are still friends and colleagues with each other. It's just amazing. So let's just talk a little bit, excuse me, about what it means to do your work. Because I know you also have done a ton of work in your life. So let's just begin by telling the listeners just the different places that we went, the different things that we did, that is part of doing our work. So you go first, and then I'll jump in.
Absolutely. It's funny. Years ago, and I mean more than 10 years ago, I thought meditation and prayer were the same thing. So I figured I was doing that work for myself. And we go through stages in our life. This is what I find about myself and when I work with my clients. We all go through stages where there's certain disciplines or just certain attitudes or just certain events or just feelings occur cyclically, and then sometimes you make certain realizations at a certain time, and then you get to another level. And sometimes, hopefully the level is higher than where you are. So I think about 15 years ago, the prayer went to prayer and meditation. So how do you meditate? So meditation has become a big part of my life, and again, it's transcended, because at first meditation was just getting myself connected and om and all those accoutrements, at least that I thought was supposed to be done. Then I asked somebody a damn question and was able to get to the point, and this is a big thing for me, I've got to ask a question of someone, and that actually helped me get to my next level. And then I made a realization that I don't know everything, so I have to continue asking those questions. That happened about 7 or 8 years ago. So the meditation very much helped me. And I am from New York City, born in the South Bronx, still live in New York, and I kind of had chaotic thinking. Can't believe a New Yorker would be like that. But I am. And so I really need to be in a place where I can calm my mind, so the cacophony of all the sounds, not just the external sounds, but just my mind that just goes 100 miles an hour, I just need that in my life. I need that calming. And in that calming, I have become incredibly creative. So that's just one piece of what's been happening with me. And then lately, the past year or so, I've grown to love yoga, which is interesting because that's the next level of what I have in my life. So meditation, calming the mind, and now the body. So it's the spirit is the foundation. And the next thing for me was the mind, which is the combination of both of them. And I've been eating very healthy. And no, I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian. So yes, I do eat chicken and fish. But the body was the next part. No high fructose corn syrup, very much organic foods, both vegetables and meats and fish of all types. And it's really transcended to the point where I am today. And, of course, I am looking forward to going to another level, whatever that level is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we have about 2 minutes before we go to break, but I know there's something else that you did that was very, very important in your on your path, and that is you became a coach. And, absolutely. You know I was in your class, and we got coached several times a week for nearly a year. And that is part of doing your work as well. It's that examining. So, you know, take about a minute and just talk about your quick experience. And then when we come back, we're going to pick up on that too. So what was that coaching experience like?
It's funny because the meditation led me to coaching. Because when I started going within and started learning more about meditation, I found that I really wanted to connect with people. And when I did connect with people, I was able to help them to another level. And it excited me. And yes, it excited them.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I want to just really make it clear to our listeners that meditation is really about you. It's about an inner, it's an inner pathway. It's very hard to explain. People say, well, I meditate. Well, what does that actually mean? And in the West, we have a very distorted view of meditation. We often think that we need to sit in a certain position. We need to be absolutely quiet, and we need to still our minds and have no thought. And for anyone who is listening or thinking that that is so, let me tell you that it is impossible for your brain to be quiet. You can't do it. And so there's a different meditation is different than that. We're up against a break. So when we come back, we're going to pick that meditation conversation up, the coaching conversation up again. And I'm going to tell you what I do to do my work. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Everything you can imagine is real. What is your big dream and how can you make it happen? Join Karen Florence and Martha Stratienko for a transformative modern vision quest in Lucca, Italy, November 2nd through the 9th, for a 6-day women's retreat in the ancient hills of Tuscany. For 12 of you lucky women, this vision quest is an amazing way to find our true spirit and manifest it in the world. This week-long program is full of fun, work, inspiration, and wonder, all in the magical and profoundly beautiful setting of Tuscany. We would love to have you join us for this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Spread the word and reserve your spot at visionquestitaly.com. That's visionquestitaly.com and like us at facebook.com/visionquestitaly.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The quantum vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence. Today we are talking to Krista Williamson, and we are discussing what it means to do your work. So, you know, we talked a little bit about what Crystal does. And so, Crystal, you mentioned that, you know, you started doing meditation and then you got into yoga and then your diet changed. And, you know, this is actually what happens when we start doing our work. Things start to shift in our lives. So before we jump into too much detail, I want to tell you what I do, and I do a ton of things. But before I say that, I want to make this statement that we've all been on our path since our conception. that it is not today we decide we're going to start doing our work. We've been doing our work all along. And everything that has come before this moment is useful and needed and part of the plan. But there comes a point where you make a decision to do your work on purpose. It happens to be the name of my show. Because now you can do your work consciously. You can take an active role. You can start to look at yourself and examine yourself. You know, there's that great saying out there that an unexamined life is not worth living. And it always just warms my heart. I mean, coaching is the thing that I do. It's why I get up in the morning. I would do it for free if I had to. Because I love watching people wake up. I love watching people see themselves and discover how magnificent they really are. The world wants to tell us what's wrong with us. Coaching, which is, of course, what I do, helps you see what is right about you, helps you really move forward on that. So know that no matter what you've done in your life up till now, it's all good. It's all good. It's all part of the plan. So what do I do? So I want to say that I started my consciously being on my path probably when I was 21 by converting to Catholicism. And I'm a very spirit-based coach. And I've always been on this, what I want to call spiritual path. And in the beginning, it was a religious path. And I was raised Protestant. I then converted to Catholicism as a choice. And raised my daughters in parochial school right up through Catholic college, the whole nine yards. But I was not a big mass goer. I was taught on the mysticism of the Catholic Church as an adult. So I didn't get all of that other stuff that, you know, when I have clients who call me and say I'm a recovering Catholic. And I get what they mean by that. I had none of that. So for me, it was a spiritual, the mysticism of the Catholic Church, and it was absolutely amazing. And as time went by, I eventually became a Buddhist, and the only vow I've taken is my Bodhisattva vow. And of course, if you are a Buddhist, and by the way, Buddhism is not a religion, it is a way of life. I did not have to renounce anything because I could have not have renounced my Catholic faith. So I became a Buddhist, and that there's a lot of, of course, it's all about the internal. You know, the Dalai Lama was asked once, is there a God? And his answer was, what difference does it make if there's a God? Do your work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what we're doing. We're doing our work. It's learning how to get our minds quiet. It's learning how to not be running after, pursuing and clinging and, you know, jealousy and anger and spite and all of those things. When you start to do your work, you start to get calm. So that was the spiritual religious part. I, of course, attend many workshops. I've read tons and tons of books, continue to read books and recommend books to my clients, of course. I sit in sacred ceremony. I am part American Indian, and I do sweat lodges. I sit in sacred ceremony where we drink the medicine, the mother vine, and we travel all night. It is a very spiritual, religious, sacred ceremony. I don't do it very, very often, but I try to do it about twice a year and always have an amazing experience when I do that. And of course, I have my own coach. I've had the same coach literally since coaching school, Wendy Pont, who sat right next to you, probably three seats up, Crystal.
Yes.
She and I connected in class, and we were assigned to each other. And when we graduated, we said, hey, let's keep doing this. I was actually up at Wendy's house over the weekend up in Connecticut. So she is my coach. I am her coach. And we've been coaching each other for almost 7 years now. So I am always exploring. I am always looking at myself, taking other courses, learning as much as I can. And in that process, I started to see who I really am. All of the worldly noise that goes on around us starts to drop away. And, you know, when I first, it was funny. Do you remember, Crystal, one of the first times in class that Stephen asked for a volunteer to come up? I volunteered and he coached me in front of the class, and I sat there with my arms crossed, my legs crossed. I remember him poking me in the leg saying, are you comfortable like that?
Yes, I remember that. And you know, my thought was, what's wrong with her?
We were told to come dressed comfortably. You know, lots of people came in sweatpants, and I came in my pressed jeans, my high-heeled shoes, and my leather blazer, and that was dressed down for me, you know? So the transformation that I have had as a result of that class, certainly, and continue to have, it was huge. But I let go of that that needing to present externally a particular way. By the way, I'm sitting here all dressed and makeup on and my hair done and all of that. I still do that every day, but I'm not uptight about it anymore. I'm relaxed about it now. What I'm going to call the extrovert in me has really gotten a lot quieter. I don't have to be the center of attention anymore. I'm happy to sit and listen and observe. I don't need to be adding my two cents all the time. And, you know, and all of this has been a result of the work that I've done. So, Crystal, what transformation have you made in the work that you've done?
It's interesting you were talking about this. I was mentioning to someone, I forgot the quote from the Dalai Lama, but I said that we're similar to the Dalai Lama after I mentioned a particular quote. And they said, I am not like the Dalai Lama. I said, then you're not. I said, actually, you're closer to someone like the Dalai Lama than anyone else in this world. If we start thinking I'm different than so-and-so, then you will separate yourself from someone. I find, and it's funny, I'm not a big Bible person, but what one of the things Jesus said is that God is in you and in me. And so we are like people like the Dalai Lama, people like Jesus. God is in everyone. Our spiritual center is in ourselves. And how we connect to each other is we connect through love. That's the whole purpose. We connect through love. And that's one of the parts of my journey that I've also found. If you come from a place of love, no matter what you do, you'll be surprised what you see. I heard a quote recently, if you don't believe in magic, you'll never see any. And it's very true. If I know that something amazing is going to happen, something amazing will happen, amazingly wonderful will happen. And that has been a continuous part of my life. And my life was very different when I was in my teens and in my 20s. I had a lot of negative things going on, and I actually married when I was very young, and it was a very destructive time in my life, and it was a destructive marriage. And it's grown to the place, and I've grown way beyond that. It's grown to where I am today. It's just so enlightening. It's funny, as I'm saying that, I'm here in New York, the sun came out. It was a little cloudy, and suddenly the sun came out as I'm talking. That's really interesting. When I talk to people who want to connect with me via my coaching, they have very similar type journeys. It's just amazing how we always attract people who are just like us, mm-hmm. absolutely just like us. So I'm always connecting with people, meeting people who want my coaching, who had dark places in their life, and they're either transitioned, at least made the initial transition, and they knew that that was destructive, and now they've moved beyond that. They're not in that destructive part of their life, but they know there's something more. And where that more is, like you said, your work starts, everything you do in your life. It doesn't matter what you do. You stole a car when you were 16. That's part of your work in your life. Now you're a venture capitalist. That's part of your work in your life. You can have a spiritual center to any type of job that you do. I know people who are law enforcement officers, whether they're in the police department or in corrections, and that's work that you can do. So everything we do is spiritual. Deepak Chopra actually popularized that. It came from I think it was a French philosopher, I can't think of the name, but Deepak Chopra has popularized that. Just think that everything you do is spiritual. No matter what you do, yes, you're going to the store, that's spiritual. You're driving your car, that's spiritual. You're playing with your children, that's spiritual too. You would think, yes, oh, I can understand that. I'm teaching people That sounds like it's spiritual, but, I'm cleaning my house. How is that spiritual? Everything is spiritual.
Everything is spiritual. You know, we're coming up against a break in a minute, and I just want to go back to something that you said at the beginning when you started talking, which was about being separate. And, you know, if I could think of one, probably the most important thing that we learn when we start working on ourselves and start doing our work is that we've been holding ourselves separate, and the loneliness is just over the top. And as we start to do our work, we start to make connections, not only with the world, but with people, with everything. So when we come back, we're going to pick up that theme. What does it mean to not be separate? So we'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Everything you can imagine is real. What is your big dream and how can you make it happen? Join Karen Florence and Martha Stratienko for a transformative modern vision quest in Lucca, Italy, November 2nd through the 9th, for a 6-day women's retreat in the ancient hills of Tuscany. For 12 of you lucky women, this vision quest is an amazing way to find our true spirit and manifest it in the world. This week-long program is full of fun, work, inspiration, and wonder, all in the magical and profoundly beautiful setting of Tuscany. We would love to have you join us for this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Spread the word and reserve your spot at visionquestitaly.com. That's visionquestitaly.com, and like us at facebook.com/visionquestitaly.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at transformationtalkradio.com. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence, and you are listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. Today, we are talking to Crystal Williamson about what it means to do your work. And if you have any questions you want to call in, please do so. We'd love to hear from you. So just call in our 800 number, and we'll be happy to take your call. So, Crystal, when we went to break, we were talking about being separate. And, you know, I really want to talk a little bit about that because one of the, you know, if we're going to look at this from doing our work from a spirituality point of view, it is really the end goal is to become one with everything. And that is a very, I want to say, pie in the sky, elusive. What does it mean? How do we do it? It seems to be impossible. We're all just, you know, in the middle of our own chaos. What do you mean be one with everyone?
And it's funny because
I want to start it from the opposite, which is what does it actually mean to be separate? Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be separate means that we are judging other people. We are putting people in categories. This is a person I like. This is a person I don't like. This is a person who looks different from me. So you have to be in a different category. This is a person from another country. You have to be in a different category. This is a person from another religion, another political view. We separate. We put people in their own blocks, and we don't look at them as these are people who are just like you and me. You know, one of the homework assignments that I've given out to a couple of clients these past few weeks is to just be out in public and just in a half hour, pick about 10 people and just look at them and say, no matter who they are, and I want them to be as different from you as possible. Just look at them and say to yourself, this person loves just like I do. This person hurts just like I do. This person needs to be loved just like I do. This person has to deal with the same issues just like I do. We are all alike. It is only our minds, our thoughts that make us be separate. And when we do our work, we stop putting people in categories. We become more compassionate, more open, more loving, more caring. And in that, we get to become more of ourselves. So what do you think about that, Crystal?
Interestingly, I recently heard someone say that when we delegate another person to a one-word story about them, it's I think we're stuck, but we can unstick ourselves. So if I look at someone and say, oh, gosh, they're a hipster, and I've done that. I've done that. I've been on the subway and said, oh, a hipster, so you know what that means. Or I've looked at someone, this is me personally, I've looked at someone, you might lose some of your audience, Karen, oh, a conservative. And as soon as I compartmentalize a person with a one-word story, then I know I'm separating myself from them. Yeah. So instead of looking at that one-word story, this person that is a stay-at-home mom. I know that's not one word, but still, it gives a picture of the person, and that's all that this person does, or stay-at-home dad. You know, there's more to that person, and we are more alike. It's not just about we're both female. There are so many other connections that we can have. Just as you say, we love the same, and the joys that we have, we find joy in the same things. It's interesting because a lot of my clients, like I said, quite often when clients come to us, it's issues that I've gone through myself. And some of them I've gotten to the other side and some I haven't gotten to the other side, or at least I'm kind of over the fence, but not quite over the fence at that point. But a lot of the clients I come to, no matter what they come to me with, I've had people who've come to me, I want to finish writing my book. I'm a holistic person, so I've had a couple of acupuncturists or people who are massage therapists. I want to start my own business, or yoga, yoginis or yogas, and they want to start a yoga studio. Sometimes it all gets down to I can't do it because I'm unworthy. I'm not going to be able to do, I really want someone else to do it for me. I'm not good enough. And I know some people are probably thinking, I'm not good enough. Well, I am good enough. But if I start to sabotage myself, when I'm trying to get to another part of my life, a higher level, then there's something going on. Also, it's just interesting. There was a show you know, he does this show quite often, Dr. Henry Louis Gates, where he does people's DNA. Mm-hmm. And we're definitely more, as human beings, we're definitely more alike than different. There's eight double helix and of DNA, and there's seven of them. All humans are exactly alike. The one that makes us different is our race and our sex. Those are the things we focus on. Because if you try and describe someone, that's the first way we describe them. Now, there's nothing wrong with describing someone. I'm an African-American woman living in New York City. There's nothing wrong with that. But if I start like that and I only think like that, as opposed to I'm a person like you who enjoys yoga or who enjoys certain things in their life, it just brings you more of a connection. And that's how we get to, as coaches, it's wonderful because we always get to people through that connection. How are we similar? And then we start doing the work with them.
Well, you know, we're always looking for reasons and ways to keep ourselves separate from others because that's how we protect ourselves. We don't know about this other person, the way they live, the way they think. It's foreign to us. And so, therefore, if we keep ourselves separate from them, we're protected. But in the long run, it doesn't really work out. What it makes us is very small, very closed people. You know, so you mentioned something really interesting because, you know, we're talking about doing your work. What happens to someone when they find a coach, they start coaching, they go to workshops, they start really exploring themselves? And, you know, what happens is your life starts to change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that you said is there are people out there who are saying, I am worthy. I am capable of running my own business or getting to the next level. And for some reason, I'm not doing it. What's really going on there? And what's really going on there is you're sabotaging yourself somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the problem with working on ourselves, by ourselves, is that our ego is very good at sabotaging us, and we are not able to recognize it. We're telling ourselves, I'm doing everything.
Mm-hmm. But the ego wants to live.
The ego wants to live the exact life that it has now. Yes,
But when it breaks out and it moves to another, it's that ego might not be around anymore, but there's a new piece of the ego. Yeah.
Well, you know,
around.
What happens is that our ego does not want to change. Mm-hmm. It's to maintain. Part of its job is to maintain identity. And if the identity is I'm making $50,000 a year and I live in this kind of house and I drive that kind of car, and your aspirations are to make $100,000 a year and drive a bigger car and live in a nicer house, your ego doesn't really want to do that. That's called change. And it wants to maintain identity. So it wants to keep you where you're at. And there are ways. And so what it does then is it sabotages you in many different ways. So there are, when you work with a coach, what happens is we are able to help you identify how you're sabotaging yourself and make an agreement with your ego so that you are able to move to that next level that you want to move to. So, you know, that's one of the advantages of working with another person, because another person who is qualified to do this kind of work will actually recognize before you will what your behaviors are. That's what we learned at school, is how to listen and hear the words that are used, watch the behaviors, and be able to, in a very loving, very non-judgmental way, point out to you what it is that's going on and help you find ways to overcome that.
Absolutely, because you might come to me saying that you've tried, just as the example you mentioned before, I have tried so many times to break out of this $50,000 job with a certain type of a lifestyle. I've tried so many times, I don't know what I'm doing, can you help me? When you come to a coach with that might be the initial talk, but we all know there's something underneath. And it's not about the material piece of it. It's always something underneath that's stopping you in one way or another. So, yeah, and it's how you break out of that.
Yeah, we're up against a break, so we're going to pick that thought up when we come back. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back. This is Karen Florence. You are listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. And today we're talking to Krista Williamson, my good friend and colleague. We're talking about what does it mean to do your work? And so we're going to get right back to that. You know, one of the most important things that you find, that you get out of doing your work is you get to discover who you are, not who your parents have told you you are or should be, not who your teachers groomed you to be, not what society has told you, what your culture has told you that you need to be, but you get to let all of that fall off and you get to discover yourself. You get to understand yourself. You get to see how magnificent you really are. You know, the very first session that I have with clients, I'm already seeing how magnificent they are, and they may not have a clue. And my job is to start peeling away the layers of the onion so that they can emerge and be that really strong, beautiful being that they are, that magnificent being that they are. And I hold my clients in that light and at all times, no matter what is going on. And I work with CEOs of big companies. I work with senior vice presidents and VPs. And I work with, you know, everyone down the chain. My practice is very, very widespread. It's an international practice. I work with housewives up to that big CEO of big companies. And it all comes down to the same thing. We are all people. We are all trying to figure out who we are, how we fit in, And what is the meaning of all of this? So, Crystal, can you give an example of a client that you had who really discovered something amazing about themselves through your work?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Recently had someone who she was interested in coaching. She actually took coaching school. She finished, but she never pursued it. Absolutely never pursued it. And it was about 2 years ago she graduated. And what we've been doing is working on it. First, she came to me and she said the dreaded word, I'm looking for my niche. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for all of these pieces that she thought she was necessary for her to become a great coach. And what I did in our first session was I said to her something similar to what you said, well, who are you? And she actually said, does that matter? And it's like, you have to know who you are. I can figure out who you are. I can do the figuring out, or it's not even about figuring out, but I can kind of get the gist of it. But you have to know who you are and what you stand for. And that was really opening for her. And then suddenly when she started to know a lot of her liabilities and she knew a lot of her positive pieces of her life, and what she would stand for, what her integrity was, what her boundaries were, then she started to know who the people she wanted to attract to her. And then she realized that she's a little shy. So I work on with people a lot with their speaking, so whether it's an event, a workshop, a seminar, or even if you want to go to a networking event, I do that a lot. And that's kind of what she wanted. But she realized she wasn't comfortable speaking in front of 1,000 or even 10 people. But what she would want to do is maybe more webinars and writing. And she really realized she could gain a lot of connections with her writing. Her writing is amazing. She didn't realize that before. And all we did was we started with, who are you? And what do you like? What do you like to do? And I don't just mean, you know, bicycle riding. I mean, just where are you in the scope of the world, and how have you been presenting yourself? And then we can go from there. That was really, really opening for her. And I must tell you, when I coach a client, sometimes they coach me, because when I went back to my coach with some of the stuff that had happened with her, I realized a couple of things about myself, too. So it's funny how we all mirror each other. We are more alike than different. There it is.
Well, you know, I taught a workshop about the synchronicity between coach and client. And, you know, it's not just the between coach and client. It's between all, you know, no matter who you're dealing with, everyone has a gift to give each other. And if someone presses your trigger, that's a gift. That's something you need to be working on. Why is that thing they said so bothersome to me? why did I get so angry when that person did that? You know, we are working always with unconscious personality drivers, and we react in certain ways, and we have no idea why. Well, part of doing your work will help you discover why those things happen and why you react and behave the way that you do. And you get to stop doing that. You get to stop being mad. You get to stop being angry. You get to stop being jealous. You get to stop worrying. All of those things are part of when you do your work, you look at those things. So, you know, working on your triggers, the things that really affect you and cause you to behave in a certain way. You know, when I think about my clients that I've worked with, I give homework. And I love homework, and my clients always love my homework that I give them. One client was just so sad about something that happened when she was 6 years old. Her parents cleaned her room and threw away her beloved ballet slippers that she wore 24/7 because they were filthy dirty. And she never got over that. And for her homework assignment one day was to go to the ballet store and buy a pair of ballet slippers for a 6-year-old. And, you know, she has them sitting on her desk. And that she said that was the best. We worked probably a year and a half together. That was the best homework I ever gave her, that she just loved doing that. But I also give challenging homework. You know, oftentimes clients come and they are saying, I want to do this, I want to do that. And it's a really big project. And they talk and talk and talk about it and never do it. And I always think of my good friend. He's now was my client for about, I don't know, maybe a year now. He's a good friend of mine from Ethiopia. He was in the country for 20 years, in the United States for 20 years, and what he really wanted to do was go back to Ethiopia and help his country develop. And talked about it and talked about it, and finally I said to him one day, you know what, here's your homework. Next week I want to know the day you're flying. And you know, you could take it or you could leave it. And he took it, and he's been back in Ethiopia now for 2 years. So life can really change when you coach and you do your work. You know, Crystal, we have just about 2.5 minutes left, and I want our listeners to hear about you. How do people reach you? What is your specialty? If someone's interested in working with you, how do they do it?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, spell my name just like the good China, CRYSTAL. So CoachingWithCrystal.com, and it's Crystal at CoachingWithCrystal.com. I'm also on Facebook, and I have a business page, Coaching with Crystal. You can look for me, Crystal Williamson. And if you connect with me and we have no mutual friends, you just tell me that you heard me on Karen's radio show, and I will make sure. I'm going to tell you, I don't friend everyone, because Facebook can be almost like the Wild Wild West. So just make sure you mention that when you are friending me, and I'll make sure that we get connected.
Yeah, what's your specialty?
Oh, yes, I help people make their first speaking event successful. So speaking events are, yes, they sound like workshops. I always think of speaking as you're speaking in front of people like Dr. Martin Luther King or Tony Robbins. Not necessarily. Sometimes just speaking with people is, again, going to a networking event, just saying who you are. I don't ever want to hear the word elevator speech and Crystal Williamson at the same time. You're talking to people and you're connecting. And that's how you speak to people. And everything is a networking event. Guess what? I speak to people in the New York City subway. So if I can help you do that, not necessarily in the New York City subway, but any place, your supermarket, at the gas station getting gas. So I can help you with that, and I can help you do take your business to the next level. Your business is an extension of you. That's why we take things so personally in business. And but we can actually do that with your business also.
Okay, great. And of course, you can find Crystal on purposewithkarenflorence.com. She is one of our team members. And I hope to keep this relationship going with her for many, many years to come. We're really at the end of our show. So I want to invite you to go to our website, take a look. If you have any questions, you wouldn't want to do a sample session. We all do sample sessions. Coaching is a very personal relationship, and we like to do a sample session to make sure we're a good fit to start off with, and that, of course, is free of charge. Please send us an email. You can reach me at KarenTabularasa.com, and that is on our website, so please take a look at that. And, of course, Vision Quest in Italy is on there. Take a look at that. And we're pretty much done today. I'm getting the high sign, so have a great
Vision
week.
Quest.
And we'll talk.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence, to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
Everything you can imagine is real. What is your big dream, and how can you make it happen? Join Karen Florence and Martha Stratienko for a transformative modern vision quest in Lucca, Italy, November 2nd through the 9th, for a 6-day women's retreat in the ancient hills of Tuscany. For 12 of you lucky women, this vision quest is an amazing way to find our true spirit and manifest it in the world. This week-long program is full of fun, work, inspiration, and wonder, all in the magical and profoundly beautiful setting of Tuscany. We would love to have you join us for this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Spread the word and reserve your spot at visionquestitaly.com. That's visionquestitaly.com, and like us at facebook.com/visionquestitaly. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.